mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. 10th day of March 2005. I'm Alex Jones, your host. The website's freshly updated for you daily. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Ohio Senate ready to pass anti-terror bill that will block their state municipalities from going against the Unpatriot Act. We'll be talking about that. Got an article here, sweating in an airport, you could be a terrorist. This from Reuters, major sign of it, and man tasered in hospital bed, forced to give urine sample. He was restrained, tied down in the bed, refused to urinate for them, and so they began torturing him. See, the torture has already been widespread for a long time in America. And with all the cop dramas and CIA dramas on TV, it's going to get more and more prevalent. In fact, a few weeks ago I put on the website a video from the mid-90s where peaceful pro-life demonstrators are sitting on the sidewalk and refuse to get in paddy wagons, so they break their arms with nunchucks, savagely twist them, breaking them, compound fractures, bones sticking out of flesh, women having miscarriages, they're being so savagely beaten by police, and the cops are on record going, yeah, we're allowed to do this. So forget Abu Ghraib. This is going on right here in America. You don't need to go to Cuba and Camp X-Ray to see that happening, and here it is right out in the open, yeah. He was tied down in a hospital bed and said he couldn't urinate, so we started tasering him. So that's the new freedom. Don't answer our questions, we're going to taser you. And it's not torture, it's love. You know, forced psychological testing, forced drugging is new freedom. Torture is new freedom. Getting rid of the borders is new freedom. The average Texan will be paying, what, $3,800-plus a year to drive their car. $1,800-plus bucks per car just here in Austin. That's new freedom. It's conservative. Running male prostitution rings out of the White House is Christian. And if you're against it, well, you're probably with Al-Qaeda. So that's just some of what is coming up today. I will also, and I mean it when I say it, I'm getting better and better about taking a lot of your calls, but I'm not good about cutting the callers off. I mean, I'll interrupt a few times and add my points, but I give the callers 2-3 minutes, which is great because you're also interesting and informed. But if you could just have it down to the cogent points you want to make or the questions or comments, that'd be good so I can get to the next person, which could be you. And we're going to take a lot of calls today. I'm kind of in that mode right now. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. And as I mentioned earlier, the websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, JonesReport.com, Infowars.net. Why so many sites? Well, different webmasters, all different news and information, different servers. It's part of the redundancy. It's more tanks on the field in the information war. But any issue, any news item you'd like to talk about, you know, I saw that CNN clip again that we had played about a year ago. Over a year ago now, when they'd captured Saddam, and there's the colonel telling the troops, okay, here's the story. He was found in a hole. No one say anything else about what happened. All right, that's the story. Don't say anything. And now it's admitted that it was all staged, and a Marine's gone public, but, I mean, it was all over the European papers. The Kurds admitted they'd already captured him a month before. So the official story is a fraud on that, and it's another Jerry Bruckheimer production. Remember Private Lynch? We told you that was totally staged. Then later she admitted it was staged. This is serious business. Another article here where they admit that Homeland Security, that old Homeland, has set up offices in Hollywood helping them produce the movies and write the scripts. We already knew that, but now it's in our face. We'll be right back, folks.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem, reaction, solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses, populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Are you and your family members getting enough minerals in their daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. Kids who may not be doing as well in school and having a hard time studying ought to be looking at a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call for C Minerals at 877-817-9829 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost in the immune system. C Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful and energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help from Minerals from the Sea. Call for C Minerals today at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Minutes, 35 seconds into this first hour, second segment. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you so much for joining us on this live Thursday, Sometime Zones Friday edition. And let's plunge straight into the news. Gas is now top $2 a gallon. That's what AAA is telling its members. And gasoline futures are to blame, still below record high of $2.05 as a national average. But in areas of California, you're looking at $2.45 a gallon. Areas of New York, $2.50 a gallon. And a few weeks ago, I heard a John Stossel special report on a local radio station, a refeed of it from ABC, and he was correct in saying that gas prices are not actually the highest they've ever been. That if you adjust for inflation, gas prices are actually low. But there's a problem still with that analysis. Overall, if you adjust for the true inflation of key staple items that have to be purchased, like fuel and food and housing, people are not making enough money to pay for the increase on average, and that's why the average American, depending on what government number you look at, are spending about $1.15 to $1.22 for every dollar they actually make. So on average, everyone is basically plunging into debt. The majority of people, shouldn't say everyone, are plunging into debt. And then you listen to the establishment media, they'll tell you, oh, there's no inflation. Everything's great, and the standard of living is getting higher. And that is not the case. It is very serious. And another reason gas has gone up so much is the dollar has dropped almost 45% in value from 3 years ago. So it's going to take more dollars to buy from the OPEC nations that have gone onto a euro benchmark. So Bush tells you that having a weak dollar is good, and his little buddy Warren Buffett, who runs around worshiping Schwarzenegger, you know, they all act like that Buffett and Bush are in some type of fight. That's not true. I mean, Buffett's over-supporting Schwarzenegger, who's Bush's little darling, and Buffett's off betting against the dollar. And who gets hurt? The American people get hurt in the process. Iran reports U.S. aircraft over nuke sites. Iran has reported flights by U.S. military aircraft over nuclear facilities near the borders with Afghanistan and Iraq. Iran's state-controlled media reported flights by U.S. aircraft over the range of nuclear facilities, including the Bashir nuclear reactor constructed by Russia. The U.S. reconnaissance flights were conducted as Iran was said to be accelerating its nuclear weapons programs and facilities inaccessible to the International Atomic Energy Agency. In late December of 2004, Tehran ordered the Iranian Air Force to shoot down unidentified aircraft flying anywhere in the country. Iranian officials have accused Israel and the United States of seeking to conduct reconnaissance flights over Iran. Iran has developed and deployed anti-aircraft missiles around major nuclear sites, including the Bashir reactor. So far, there have been no reports of Iranian missiles fired toward U.S. or Israeli warplanes. So, continual escalation. But the government's not worried about China threatening openly this week to invade Taiwan, massing their military forces, about to pass a law authorizing the open invasion of Taiwan. At the same time, we have Pakistan ordering its troops to kill any U.S. soldiers coming across the border into the country accidentally because the borders are not clearly marked, even with GPS on the border in the frontier regions between Afghanistan and Pakistan. That's okay. They're our little buddies, as they have at least 10 nuclear missiles, some of which can hit the continental United States, the edges of the United States, or shoot over the pole and hit areas like Chicago. Oh, that's not a problem. In fact, go ahead and give more nukes to North Korea, Rumsfeld, with the nuke reactors, and let your buddy Pakistan do it. No, none of that's a problem. We need to attack Iran, and the inspectors have been all over the country. The inspectors have been all over the entire region. Syria is groveling and prostrating itself before the New World Order, and so they're going to get clobbered. Shifting gears into more media lies, U.S. new hostage was coming, Italy's fascista prime minister says. Italy's prime minister on Wednesday disputed Washington's version of the events leading to the killing of an Italian intelligence agent by U.S. troops in Baghdad, saying the agent had notified the proper authorities that he was on his way to the airport after winning the release of the hostage. And now the U.S. Army admits they have been given the warning, and this has come out in the Associated Press. Troops in shooting were for Negroponte. They were Negroponte's private death squad. Of course, Negroponte has now been withdrawn to the U.S., be the new head of all U.S. intelligence agencies, a whole new giant department created, just like Homeland Security, but he's over it all. He is the Lord of Darkness, is one of his nicknames. Literally, that's just one of his nicknames, just like Pearl. Richard Pearl is the Prince of Darkness. They all have very Christian names, very friendly people. You might want to listen to people's names, what they're called, but, you know, maybe that means they're friendly and nice. The death squad commander, who has openly hired hundreds of former top death squad commanders, some of which are being paid $800,000 a year, to go to Iraq. They can't even get enough U.S. troops to be bloodthirsty and wicked, so they hire the old death squad commanders from Latin America, who are now just brutally savaging the Iraqi people, part of the freedom and liberation. But this is Associated Press. Troops and shooting were for Negroponte. Why is that a surprise? Of course, it is confirmed. They did cut off their cell phones right before they did it. This was a hit. And now they've had Fox News analysts on TV going, well, she didn't deserve to be released. Too bad something didn't happen. U.S. troops were mistakenly killed an Italian intelligence agent last week, mistakenly, on the road to Baghdad Airport, were part of an extra security provided by the U.S. Army to protect U.S. Ambassador John Negroponte, a U.S. official said today. Italian intelligence agent Nicola Calpari was killed March 4th when U.S. troops opened fire on a car carrying him and Italian journalists who were just been freed from insurgents. The mobile patrols were there to enhance security because Ambassador Negroponte was expected through. U.S. Embassy spokesman Robert Callahan said, confirming reports in the Italian media, the newspaper La Repubblica reported Wednesday that the checkpoint had been set up to protect the passage of Ambassador Negroponte.
Lord Negroponte.
Right. It's like Lord Vader or something. It was not known if Negroponte, who was nominated last month by Lord Bush to be the new Director of National Intelligence, and he's now back here, has already passed through the checkpoint. The shooting took place at about 8:55 p.m., when 2 hours before Baghdad's 11 p.m. curfew. And, you know, the cavalier way that the pundits on TV just talk about, oh, we kill a lot of innocent people, it's just war. You know, breaking eggs here. I remember during the liberation of Baghdad, it was just live on TV, the footage, the tanks rolling, and there'd be buses and cars driving, and they just opened fire on them. You know, the cars blowing up, dead people falling out, children's dead bodies on fire on the ground. I mean, all the photos of it. And people cheering, just shooting anything that moves. Now, let's just go into a city of 5 million people. And, you know, there's no resistance. They paid off all the Republican Guard leaders and two of the three army groups. They were all flown out. All the generals out to safety, paid in euros, gold, and dollars. That's admitted. And so we got to have some type of fake war, so let's roll the troops in and start slaughtering everyone. And that's liberation, folks. Absolute liberation. And now, what is it, 50,000 Iraqis have died since the war began, 1.5 million, a cool 1.5 million since the 13 years of sanctions. Some of the other news here that I want to go over, sweating in an airport, you could be a terrorist. This is from Reuters. And of course, they put in 5 airports the passive MRIs that scan your brain. That's CBS News, by the way. That was 2.5 years ago, and if you're upset, they go ahead and question you, and NASA helped develop it. I'm not joking, folks. Well, the new thing is, if you're sweating, boy, I can tell you, how many times have I been carrying my luggage from the parking garage into an airport, especially here in Texas where it's 110 degrees in the summer, and I am sweating like a sieve. Well, it's clear proof you're Al-Qaeda. It's like the... If you have road almanacs in your car, clear proof you're Al-Qaeda. Wristwatches, clear proof you're Al-Qaeda. What were some of the other ones? Make frequent references to the U.S. Constitution, you're a terrorist. Yeah, there are actual training manuals and flyers and manuals for police. So we'll take your calls on that subject. Also, man tasered in hospital bed, forced to give urine sample. He was tied down, and he refused to urinate on demand, so they tasered him repeatedly with pleasure. That is torture, but that matter. I mean, all the cop shows show us this now, and it's always to fight Al-Qaeda, but in the real world, there's no real Al-Qaeda. There's Al-Qaeda, so they need to go ahead and act out their fantasies, because people don't have friends anymore. They simulate their friends with the TV shows, and so we're taught how to behave from TV, and every show now about cops or the government is good torture is. It's now admitted Homeland Security, Associated Press reporting, is actually funding this, as I told you it was, very obvious. That just came out yesterday. We'll be right back. PrisonPlanet.tv. Please stay with us.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids, and really, nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance. And that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years, make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever heard of the Genocide Convention Treaty to the United Nations? Did you know that it's a direct assault upon your freedom of religion? Did you know that if you mention perverted sex acts as being wrong according to the Bible, you could be arrested and tried for causing mental harm to others? It's already law in Canada, Australia, Britain, and Sweden, where Christians are being tried and deprived of freedom of speech. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free order line number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by to receive your call.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
So they took this guy to jail on, or to the hospital on suspicion of drugs, and they had him tied down and put a catheter in him, but there was no, they couldn't get the sample, and he's tied down, so they start tasering him. This is the Associated Press. Man tasered in hospital bed, forced to give urine sample. A police officer twice used a taser stun gun on a drug suspect who was restrained to a hospital bed because the man refused to give a urine sample, the medical staff authority said. Antonio Wheeler, 18, was arrested Friday on a drug charge and taken to an emergency room after telling officers he had consumed cocaine. They took him to get the sample. Because Wheeler said he had used the drugs, Florida hospital officials wanted a urine sample. A police affidavit said Wheeler wouldn't provide a sample on his own, so workers tried to catheterize him to get one. And it says that Wheeler was handcuffed to the hospital bed and then secured with leather straps after he refused to urinate in a cup. When medical staff tried to insert the catheter to get a sample, Wheeler refused to begin and thrashing around, the affidavit said. At one point, police officer Peter Linderkamp reported he jumped on the bed with his knees on Wheeler's chest to restrain him. When Wheeler still refused to let the catheter be inserted, the officer used a taser on him with 50,000 volts into the target. After the second shocks started, he would he stated he would urinate and calm down enough to be given the portable urinal, they said, whatever that means. So this is a new freedom. If that isn't torture, I mean, he is tied down. And now give it to us. I mean, come on. Nobody's threatened. Nobody's in danger. We're going to shoot you with a life-threatening device in a hospital bed. Answer my questions, because that's what it is. It's a Fifth Amendment issue. They can argue that they could take your blood or whatever. Fine. Okay. But the point is, you don't have to torture somebody to make them do what you want. I mean, this is textbook. And it's being hailed as good. See, now it's just openly, yeah, this is what we do to you. And I want to go to your calls, but I want to talk about torture in America coming up. Let's go quickly to your calls. Robert, in Colorado, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning, Alexander. How are you?
Good, my friend.
Thank you very much for taking my call. Appreciate it. Get right to the point. You did not get a chance to hear your interview with Andre Eggleston a couple nights ago, did you?
No, I didn't.
Okay, the guy was fantastic. He's written a book called Temple in the Thieves in the Temple.
No, I know who he is. I'm gonna get him on.
Okay, yeah, I was about to say if you're interested, it's up to you. I record the interview and I can shoot you a CD audio.
I've heard him on this network.
Oh, so you know who you
and
know
he was
about.
On a local radio station a few months ago. My wife called in and the local KLBJ and was talking about the New World Order, and he was now this isn't a conspiracy. This is the Federal Reserve is private. It's just that simple. I thought that was funny, but I'm going to get him on.
Please do. He's incredible, man. Knows his stuff. A couple of weeks ago, you were talking about, just went blank, Secretary of State, female, help me here, in Bush administration.
Yeah, Condoleezza Rice.
Yeah, thanks. And President Bush, you said they were very good friends, I think is the way you put it. Were you insinuating they were sleeping together? Is that where you're going with that?
Well, that's been insinuated by the mainstream media.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's funny that you said that, because I was kind of thinking the same thing a few weeks ago, and to hear you say that, I kind of substantiated my thoughts. But one last thing, I know I'm out of time. About the same time, you talked about Magic Johnson getting a cure for the AIDS virus. Is that true? Some kind of shot or something he was given?
Well, yes. While he's out peddling and pushing the AIDS drugs, the HIV drugs that actually kill people, he doesn't take them himself, and he's fine.
Now, see, that's funny. I read a big write-up in SI, Sports Illustrated, about 2 or 3 years ago about him, where he said that he completely changed his diet and worked out really hard, and that's what put his HIV virus in remission.
But yeah, that's what the actual treatment is. I mean, how do you take an autoimmune suppressant when you have a virus that supposedly attacks T lymphocytes, or white blood cell commanders? That's what they go out and program the other white blood cells what to do. That's what HIV supposedly targets. So how do you take an autoimmune suppressant, or really it's pesticides are the drugs they give people. It's the drugs that kill you, and that's major medical reports. Thanks for the call. We're going to come back and talk to Craig and Andy and Sickander, I believe is how you pronounce it, Gary and others. And I'll get into just a bunch of other news. So please stay with us. We'll be right back after these important messages.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy and until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans resecure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
Now you can bring Berkey Purification Power anywhere with the Sport Berkey Filtration Bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Rise of the Police State, full title, Martial Law, 911 Rise of the Police State is out. It is my best work ever, and I would encourage every single solitary one of you out there to get this video. It is an information warfare tool, jam-packed with the truth. It is 2 hours, 35 minutes long. You're really getting three films in one. The latest police state developments from the RNC, the hover blimps, the sound wave cannons, police threatening to arrest us three times a day, arresting peaceful reporters, the FEMA camp they put 2,000 people in. That's just the first 35 minutes of the film. I mean, I confront Michael Moore about his film being a whitewash. I mean, there's so much just in that first 35-minute segment. Then we spend an hour on 9/11. It is the most comprehensive 9/11 film, bar none, in just 60 minutes alone. It's three separate films. It's even set up that way. And the third part is we show you who the elite are. We show how Skull and Bones is really a Nazi death cult, that they all grow out of the same thing, how they all work in a network, how the Bushes funded Hitler. Then we get into Arnold Schwarzenegger. Then we show Bush and his swearing in January. And then we show in the last 10 minutes what they've actually done to the country with the Democrats, how they're dismantling the Bill of Rights and Constitution. So much is covered in this 2 hour, 35 minute film. You've absolutely got to get it. And we now have the videos. We're going to be starting to ship these babies out tomorrow So go ahead and order them today. Do not wait. And your support is also vital by purchasing the films, and I authorize you to make copies of the videos for nonprofit educational purposes. I beg you to air them on local cable access TV, to show them to your college students. This is the film. You've got to get it. You've got to see it. You can go to InfoWars.com and watch some clips from the film. You can order it via the safe, secure online shopping cart, order hard copies of it, or you can call toll-free to get a copy or any of my other great videos, bunch of big discounts that we're still running on some of the other films and books and materials. We carry other great documentaries by other great researchers. 1-888-253-3139. The film is $25.95, but if you order three or more of any of the 12 films I've made, they drop down to $19.95. That's an $18 discount on the three-tape special. And you can get the new film as part of a three-tape special if you want to save the money. 888-253-3139, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And, of course, if you're a member of PrisonPlanet.tv, it takes about a minute to sign up. Your own private passcode, a secure server. You can watch all my films, my weekly TV special reports, read my book, Paul Watson's book, a bunch of other e-books, dozens of other films we've been authorized to post, my best audio interviews from the radio show, listen in your leisure, PrisonPlanet.tv. So take action. All right, let's go back to the calls, and I want to get more into this U.S. Marine calls public story of Saddam fiction. Shades of the Private Lynch fable. Man tasered in hospital bed, forced to give urine sample. Just mass torture here in America. Sweating in an airport, you could be a terrorist. That's all coming up. Right now, let's talk to Craig in Wisconsin. Craig, welcome.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
I'm a little off subject.
There is no subject.
I don't know if you were paying attention to the Lefkoe judge murders in Chicago.
Yeah, they were trying to claim that it was the right-wingers,
yeah,
the militia, maybe the white supremacist, and now it's somebody who'd been in lawsuits in the judge's court,
over
cancer, and the guy blew his own brains out and said he did it.
I don't know if he did. Oh, there's a note, too, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I just thought that was quite strange. They had 322 shells in the van with them, and of course the 22 is a very common tool, isn't that? Wouldn't you say for assassination? A 22 caliber.
Yeah, because the bullet deforms and bounces around inside the head. You do a triple tap to the head is the favorite CIA assassination tactic. They like to use low velocity 22 shells because it doesn't even hardly make a sound, just a popping. And you walk up to somebody and pop them once, point blank, and just the gas from the expanding powder. Even without a lead shell at point-blank range, will kill you. It shoots the gas into the brain, turning it into basically scrambled eggs.
Yep. There's another thing I was...
And I didn't know if he... So they're saying he used a .22?
They're saying that there was 300-something shells in the van when they found them. And I was just wondering, okay, the cop pulled them over because it was Illinois plates in Wisconsin and it had a taillight out. Okay, that's suspicious, I guess. And then where's the car squad video of him shooting himself before that, you know, and that probably will never be seen. And there's accounts that he was saying anti-government statements about the government's a Nazi organization and promoting Al-Qaeda. You know, he was saying, and then, of course, you know, on MSNBC they said he's obviously mentally ill.
Yeah, the classic story of the government is trying to merge the right wing with the Nazis, claiming there's a connection, and then connect that in with Al-Qaeda. They've really been trying to create that public perception, and that's why the tribal racist talk that Hispanics, blacks, whites engage in only feeds into the New World Order's paradigm. And you got to watch people who perseverate on those topics.
Yeah, it's you think they wouldn't talk about it, but it's getting kind of drilled, you know. That's what they're drilling, and of course they throw he's obviously mentally ill on top of it. So it's like if you talk about the government, you probably have a problem, you know.
Yeah, that's the bottom line. That's what they like to imply and say.
Well, thanks, Alex. I saw your movie. I'll say it was great and very informative, probably most informative I've seen about 9/11. You definitely boil it down in that hour there.
So you watched the 2.5-hour film?
Yes, I got it on Prison Planet TV. I'm a member.
Well, thank you for your support. Of the three parts, which one did you think was the most powerful?
I'd have to say the 9/11, even though I was pretty much already a priest in the choir with me, but it just, you know, you just did nothing but prove every point to the 10th degree, you know. So it's just so hard to, I mean, the Marvin Bush doing security, I mean, it's just never ending how it's all just connected, you know.
Yeah, we show what the Bushes were all doing on 9/11. Oh, meeting with the head of the Bin Laden family, running security, you know, declaring martial law in Florida, you know, it just on and on and on and on.
But it was very informative, Alex, and you're doing a great job. So.
Well, I appreciate your support, sir. Take care. Andy in Florida. Andy, go ahead.
Yeah, I just got a quick question out. Well, first I want to tell you, you are the greatest, and I really appreciate everything you're doing. And I tell everybody about you, and I'm waiting on the tape. And when I get the tape, I'm just going to continually make copies.
Good.
And distribute it to everybody I know.
Good.
My question is, I just wanted to get your quick opinion and comments on David Icke and his, you know, his ideas and beliefs on the Illuminati.
Well, I've had David Icke on a few times. I want to have him back on. Very eloquent, very intelligent, riveting, dynamic, you know, cult of personality type guy. He was a champion goalie, you know, for a national league over there in England, soccer, they call it football. He was the head of the Green Party. He was a top BBC presenter, you know, the equivalent of like the top sportscaster. And then all of a sudden one day, he just walked onto a national TV show and said, "I'm Jesus." And I've had him on and talked to him about that. He said, well, that was a figure of speech, you know, we're all the Christ, kind of that New Age thing.
Uh-huh.
And he eloquently talks about the Federal Reserve and the New World Order and the Bilderberg Group, and it's very convincing. And all that is true. But then he mixes into it, you know, basically the interdimensional space alien type deal, which we can't prove one way or the other. I mean, truth stranger than fiction, folks. I don't put anything to get down, you know, these days. You know, a serpent in the garden, whatever. But the point is he adds all that on top of it, and then people... Then when they hear me talk about the Federal Reserve, which the Federal Reserve admits it's private, I talk about all this real documented stuff, people go, oh, but that's that guy with the lizards.
Right.
So overall, I think it's sensational, and it sells a lot of books, and, you know, he can do that if he wants to. But that's where I part with David Icke, is on the blood-drinking reptoids from the 12th dimension.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought. That's cool. That's all I wanted to know.
All right, I appreciate it. And, you know, it's funny you mentioned David Icke. I've been emailing him. He normally gets back to me right away. I haven't heard back from him. In fact, I keep forgetting every day to tell my producer to contact him again. Guys, will you call my producer right now, in case they're not listening, and tell him, email and call David Icke again. It's been like 2 weeks since I tried again, and I want David Icke on this show. I want to have him on. Just because he's interesting, and you've been wanting to hear from him, so we had him on about a year, so we'll have David Icke on for you. All right, he's a nice guy, though. I've said some bad things about him before on national British television. He didn't even get really mad at me about it. So he's an interesting fella. I don't like what he says about Christianity. I don't buy that part either. But, you know, David Icke. I liken him to something in the punch bowl. You know, we've got all this punch that everybody's ready to drink out of. You know, it's good, nutritious punch. It's real information, and then he puts something in it that kind of spoils it. But that was wrong, and I've apologized for that several times. David Icke is a gentleman. I'll say that. Okay, that's enough. Let's go ahead and talk to Sikander in Ontario, Canada. Go ahead. Or no, Toronto, excuse me.
It's Sikander.
Sikander!
Yeah, that's right. It's actually Alexander in English.
All right.
Yeah.
Is that Old English?
Well, no. I'm actually a Muslim. I'm from East
Oh, I got you. Okay,
Africa,
sure.
So
now I understand. You're saying the translation into English is Alex. Okay.
That's right. That's right. Actually, it means great. But anyways, My comment is that I've been hearing you for the last couple of weeks and doing such a great job, you know, opening my eyes up, and especially looking at some of the clips online at InfoWars. That's what I'm actually listening to right now. And you're just doing a great job.
Do you think people up in Canada are waking up to 9/11?
You know what? I speak to my friends about it all the time. And I mean, from day one. I mean, from 9/11 itself, it's like things have changed in the world. Things have changed in North America. And I mean, I being Muslim, I feel like it's weird because, you know, prior to 9/11, you know, I would tell people I'm Muslim or whatnot, and I wouldn't have a stigma on me, or people wouldn't look at me differently, or think about me differently. Now, after 9/11, I'm just like, since 9/11, every day in politics and the news, everything is about terrorism, 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 and it's just like.
And there has been the stereotype of the evil, dirty Muslim, you know, is going to kill you any minute.
Right.
And that's just not been my experience with Muslims that I know.
No, exactly. And exactly. Islam is a religion, is a religion of faith, peace, the faith of peace. And I mean, that's what Islam is about. But I mean, I can understand, you know, people can't even wake up to see what's going on in the world right now. People don't understand that, you know, this stuff is controlled. I mean, the evidence is there. People just need to open up their eyes. And, I mean, I think you're doing a good job doing that.
Well, I hear you, and I appreciate the call. And please tell your friends and family about the broadcast. Take care. Look, I mean, I want to be clear about this. I'm a Christian, and I'm not a Muslim, and I don't believe in the Muslim faith. But you have your right to believe in what you want to believe. Our government has purposefully radicalized the Muslims. I mean, we have the Washington Post article from 3 years ago where they paid millions of dollars for the radical hadiths, you know, that for the children all over the Middle East where, you know, four hand grenades equals four. And, you know, kill the infidels. And the excuse was this was a balance to communism. Well, the Muslims were never going to go along with communism. It's diametrically opposed to their faith. I mean, everybody knows that. And when you got people in Iran in the 50s who were pro-West, anti-communist, our government overthrew them to put, and you know, put in the Shah, which then caused the mullahs to get in. And look, you can look at the tyrants of the Middle East. Sure, they're a bunch of tyrants. And most of the tyrants are put into power by the globalists. And anytime you get a good leader in one of those countries, they get assassinated or overthrown because they don't want strong leaders, period. Even if they're pro-West, they just do not want it. And it's the Muslim leaders that are tolerant to Christians and where Christianity thrives that are targeted, where they murder Christians and go after them, like Saudi Arabia, where a Christian can't stick their nose up above, you know, out of their door jamb in order to get blown off. I mean, that's our buddies. So it's a complete fraud. And I've got a problem with the so-called evangelical Christian leaders who were bought and paid for by the New World Order and are selling this country out. They're not real Christians, just like most of these Muslim leaders. You know, they're not. They don't even follow their own faith. So just because the globalists can point at the Middle East and go, look, they're corrupt and bad. Well, yeah, corrupt and bad. Then you compare it to the globalists, it's nothing. Unless you talk about Saudi Arabia, which is just unspeakably corrupt. They're elite there. Just unspeakably evil. But their people know that. They're not stupid. And our government's trying to keep all those bad dictatorships, those hereditary dictatorships, in control. And that's shameful. But, no, I mean, I went to high school and college with Muslims, and they all seemed like respectful, intelligent, very respectful people. Very thoughtful. I mean, the total opposite of the stereotype. So I really don't know what to say, but I haven't. That's been my experience with Arabs. Of course, all Arabs are not Muslim either. Is it like 10% of them are Christians? Let's go ahead and take a call. Let's go ahead and talk to Gary in South Carolina. Go ahead, Gary.
Gary McLeod here. How are you, sir?
Good, sir.
I've got solutions to nearly every problem that I ever hear raised on talk radio. I've got two solutions. One is Citizens for Constitutional Government, and the other one is getting someone like another Ron Paul or another Tom Tancredo in Congress, and I'm running for Congress. I'd like to be considered as a future guest on your show.
You're running for Congress out of South Carolina?
Right.
What district?
6th Congressional District. I'm running against a liberal who voted for same-sex marriage 10 times, voted even for partial birth abortion 3 times.
Well, then you must not like Bush's appointees, then.
There's a lot of things about Bush I don't like. Last time I ran as on the Republican Party and the Constitutional Party simultaneously. I was a fusion candidate, and you totaled your votes together. But citizens,
all right, well, send me your platform, sir. It's just there's so many thousands of candidates. If I started having candidates on here, it'd be the end of the broadcast. But who knows? Send me some info. I might have you on. Mr. McLeod. What a cool last name. McLeod. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Continuing with your phone calls coming up in the next hour, 1-800-259-9231. But let me go over a couple different articles here that just show really how serious the police state's gotten. This is out of Reuters. Sweating in an airport, you could be a terrorist. That's the headline. The suicide bomber clips a shrapnel-filled belt around his waist and buttons up his jacket to conceal it. See, they're selling this like this is normal. See, this is normal. As he turns back and forth in front of a semicircular white panel, about the size of a shower cubicle, a computer monitor shows the metal-packed cylinder standing out clearly in white against his body. This is no real security alarm. It's a demonstration of the British technology group Quintiq of a scanning device that sees under people's clothes to spot not just metal, but other potential threats like chromatic knives or hidden drugs. And these are the systems where you look totally naked. It scans right through down to your skin. And they digitally record that, and you just march your whole family right through it. What is it, like 15 airports have got those now? The electromagnetic technology, known as millimeter wave or MMW, is just one aspect of a potential revolution in security screening being pioneered by the corporation formerly part of the research arm of the British Defense Ministry. And they've sold that off for pennies on the dollar to private corporations. That's what privatization is. The people that were in government, they then sell themselves or their friends the companies for pennies on the dollar, just like the Russian reforms were just six oligarchs being given the entire economy. Actually detecting a suicide bomber in a lobby of an airport is not a great thing to happen, Simon Stinger, new managing director of the company security business, says was an understatement. And are you sweating too much? Another prospect in store for air travelers is hyperspectral sensing. It will check for chemicals called pheromones secreted in the body, which may indicate agitation or stress. People under stress tend to exude slightly different pheromones. Oh, now you're, oh, none of us have ever been stressful trying to, you know, you fly into Chicago and you've got to run to get to your connection. And you're sweating, you're upset, you've got a stomachache, that's it, you're Al-Qaeda. People under stress tend to exude slightly different pheromones. Now they're going to sniff your pheromones. There are sensing techniques we're working on. The stress may have an innocent cause, such as fear of flying, but also could betray the nervousness of a potential attack. And this is all quackery, these brain scans, these pheromone sensors, all this. Oh, it shows you're agitated. That's their excuse. Oh, you have an almanac in your car. That's a sign of terrorism. Oh, wristwatches. Oh. The point is to alert security staff to something unusual that may need further investigation. As with MMW, the technology could function at a distance and without the need for people to wait in line, but conducting such checks while people are approaching the airport and moving through it, authorities could avoid bottlenecks and other problems. Then suspicious movements. The biometrics. Are you walking unusually according to your normal walk? See, just everything's a suspicion. And now you have bad credit. Why, then that will go in the private databases, and when you try to buy a gun, you can't, because that puts you on the terrorist watch list or the criminal watch list. I mean, this is admitted. This is admitted. This is the new freedom. And I hope everybody enjoys it. Of course, the border will stay wide open, and they'll create a giant Pan-American Union Highway they're already building right up through Texas into Minnesota and spanning out across the country east and west, where everyone will openly drive back and forth. No more borders, no more sovereignty. Already calling us the Union of American States through the FTAA, Free Trade Area of UND Americas. And they're announcing the new Amero. They're getting us ready for our new currency. The average person has no idea, but you're going to have sensors smelling you and scanning your brain and scanning your walk. And, well, the computer says you're Al-Qaeda. All right, second hour, your calls, a ton of news straight ahead. Stay with us.
Hello.